What's up, y'all? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday. No, it's not. It's Wednesday, the 27th of May. I say Tuesday because I feel like it's a Tuesday and I keep saying it. I tried to record it twice just before now. I said Tuesday both times. So officially in my brain, it's Tuesday, but it's not. It's Wednesday. But I don't like Wednesdays, so I prefer it to be Tuesday. Anyway, that's confused the situation, isn't it? It's because the bank holiday Monday has put me out of kilter. There's only 4 podcasts this week. Don't cry about it. It's you're not missing out. You just got. I'll make sure these 4 are really shit, and then you really won't miss the 5th one. That's the way. That's kind of like reverse psychology. What you can there's lots of cutouts in the paper today. I've done it. Dominic Cummings' head. I nearly said it again then. He's got a funny name, isn't he? He's a bit of a tongue twister. He's also got a funny head. And there's cardboard cutouts of it in the paper today, so you can everyone can wear a mask of Dominic Cummings' head. Can you imagine being the person that... Imagine if like everybody was given a mask with my head on it. I mean, for one, everybody would just automatically be much better looking. And also, they would be in really good company because everybody else has got my face on as well. So they'll all be like the best company you could even be in. But at the same time, Dominic Cummings, everybody, you know, I'm jesting about me because that's not going to happen. I have to walk around with my mask on all the time. So what do you say about that? I've got to wear my mask every single day, morning till night. And I have to watch myself on these podcasts. I have to fucking edit these. I have to... the videos, that is. For anybody listening on the podcast, there's videos as well on YouTube and mini videos. They're all on the same channel, but it's The Good, The Bad and The Stupid or GBS News, which is the little mini videos where I cut sections down to little bite-sized entertainment pieces for your for you to share around or whatever the fuck you want to do with it. I don't know, but like I say, Dominic Cummings' head. Imagine having it in your face in the paper and everybody's cutting. Who's going to cut it out and walk around with it on anyway? But I think people are doing social media things with it and going like taking the piss out of his trip up to Barnard Castle. There's loads of like pictures in the paper of like Barnard Castle with like the eye test. There's an eye on the sign leading up to Barnard Castle. There's like an eye test sign. You know, like, because he said he was drove up there to test his eyesight. And also, somebody must have listened to my fucking podcast yesterday, because I said that about the police saying you shouldn't be driving if to test your eyes out and whatever. And now somebody's put in the paper, and I was talking about a blind bloke driving his car. And that's what they're talking about today. They're saying that the police are now saying about, or people saying, don't drive the car if you're blind. And there's a picture of Stevie Wonder driving there. If I were Stevie Wonder, he'd be a fucking brilliant driver. I don't care. I think, I think he's just got like a sixth sense of what the fuck is, what's going on. Stevie Wonder might be blind, but he's like, you know, he'd be like a character in Star Wars or something who's just got mad powers. He doesn't need his eyesight. Or X-Men. He's like an X-Man. You know, he can't see the keyboards and everything. I've never heard anybody play keyboards better than Stevie Wonder. Apart from... there's loads, I suppose. But, I mean, music-wise, he's fucking non-stop, isn't he? He can't, like... He's got hit after hit after hit. I'd defy anybody to not to fucking like anything by Stevie Wonder. Or not to, get your head moving when one comes on. But like not fucking happy, but what's it, Happy Birthday? I don't like that one that much. What was the other one? Or I Just Called to Say I Love You. That was his biggest hit. I watched the thing. That was his biggest hit in the UK. I Just Called to Say I Love You. He's only number one, I think it was. Fucking hell, that was the worst one of the lot. All the other ones were the best ones. He's got tons of stuff before that. That reggae one that he did, Rasta Blaster, is it? Master Blaster. That's fucking brilliant. Master Blaster. I tell you what, if I had Master Blaster on, that would get you through the lockdown. That on every morning. That would put a fucking smile on your face. Anyway, what am I talking about? Stevie Wonder. He's not going to be driving to prove me right anyway, but what's it called? Dominic Cummings. If you want a free face of Dominic Cummings, or if you've missed it, all you've got to do is just print off Stewie out of Family Guy and put his face around your face, because he looks just like him anyway. So, you know, he could be either. And I think Stewie would be better placed to advise the government than Dominic Cummings anyway. He's like the antichrist of the government. Even people in his own party don't like him, because they think he's got like power over Boris Johnson. Imagine if that's why they're holding on to him, because Boris Johnson probably fucking can't do shit without him. Maybe he's like the proper puppet master. I didn't even know before all this that they even had advisors. I mean, you're the Prime Minister, don't you do your own fucking job? That's your job to do. And then they have an advisor advising them how to do their job. What's all that about? And like, you know, and obviously now they're sweating because he's obviously fucking really good at it, because they don't want to lose him. But it's not going away yet. They're still. I mean, all the piss take stuff about him is just hilarious. I like all the jokes that are coming out, but you know, people are still camped outside his house. Fucking, that's another bad thing. Having all the press camped outside your house, you'd be like, oh fucking hell, they're still there. And they've got pictures of my face on their face. They've got fucking cardboard cutouts of my face on their face. So now you're looking out your window at loads of people wearing your face, looking back at you, calling you a fucking arsehole. Even though they're all not socially distancing like I said yesterday. They're all crammed in together. The press are like proper vultures. I can see why, because one photo and they fucking made the month's money probably. We'll get it in the paper. Look at that guy who sold David Beckham's, David Beckham with Rebecca Luce or something, a long time ago. He got a photo of him in the bar with the girl, and he got a photo. He got a fucking £1 million for that. So I tell you, I can see why people. But being outside Dominic Cummings, as you got to think. I mean, that was only one photo, and the only person who had that photo. You got to think that every fucker who's outside Dominic Cummings' house is also going to get a photo of Dominic Cummings. Therefore, yours ain't going to be worth much, is it? So what's the point in fucking being there? You might as well go and, like, you know, find other fish to fry. Get on to something else. Go and fucking take a photo of Boris Johnson running around Buckingham Palace today. I bet that'd been funny. He's a funny jogger. Funny with his dog on the lead as he's running. But he's, apparently he's been running around the grounds of Buckingham Palace while the Queen's out. So I hope he picked up his dog shit while he's there. Because he can't run in the park because everybody's like fucking, all the reporters are chasing him as well. Fucking crazy, the reporters are. Much better to be like a detective reporter than be one of these fucking nutcases. Anyway, bobsleigh team, not Jamaican. Yeah, they are Jamaican. They're training by pushing the car. They were a bit like Cool Runnings. Remember Cool Runnings? That was a fucking great film. John Candy. Any film with John Candy in was great. I think my fucking best one was, well, Planes, Trains and Automobiles, but fucking Uncle Buck was good, but what's the other one? Who's Harry Crumb? Who's Harry Crumb was fucking hilarious. But anyway, he's in what's it called? The Jamaican bobsleigh team are training by pushing the car. Well, they got to think outside the box, didn't you? If like fucking that's going to get you, you can't really train in Jamaica. Where are they training? It looks like in England, that does. But there ain't no snow in here, or Jamaica, so regardless. If you can't train, like, you know, on the slopes or in the snow, you've got to do the alternative, haven't you? So pushing a car is a good one. Fucking bombing down, like, you can bomb down the streets on, like, them skeleton things, can't you? Just bomb around the fucking, you know, the top of a hill to the bottom of a hill. That looks like so much fun. But also, it looks like it would take your head off if you crashed. So it definitely takes some balls to do it. But it looks like a load of fun. That's the, I ain't into roller boots and all that, but I'd love to fucking bum down the hill on one of them. There's some great things in the Alps where when the snow's not there, when the snow's gone, they've got these, like, they're called the luge, I think, and you can go all the way down the mountain on this, like, it's a bit like that, but at least you're strapped in. It's a bit like a roller coaster ride, and you're bumming. It's about like 10 miles long, so it's like, it's not like a quick ride. You get to enjoy all the mountains as you're going down. Looks like a right load of fucking, looks all good. So I don't know if these are any good, these bobsleigh, Jamaican bobsleigh team, but, you know, I think, are they Joseph's team? The odds are against them. They compete in the winter, not, this is loosely based on the true story of the Jamaican. They're doing it in Peterborough. So anyway, they're training. Hopefully the whatever they're training for is even on, because all the crowds and everything are all they just be pushing cars until you know, because you got to keep up the training, don't you? That's all right. I saw a load of people moving an moving a car out of the way of a fire engine as well on social media. The fire engine couldn't get through, so about 20 people all went around the car and picked the car up, or bounced and bounced and bounced the car and knocked it out of the way. So that was good. That was a good deed. The guy was going to come back, his car's all fucked, because they were like, you know, they were roughing it up, let's put it that way. Probably snapped all the fucking grills off and everything. Anyway, Tyson's going to fight Tyson. Mike Tyson is going to fight Tyson Fury, possibly in an exhibition fight. So, I mean, that's just, I think that's wrong. I mean, I don't know if it's wrong. It's not wrong. It's good if they want to fight, but it's going to be hard for Tyson Fury to, like, because he's 50, oh, he's 53. He's not that old. He's not that old. I was going to say he wouldn't want to hit him too hard because he's a lot older. But if he's fucking smacking you in the face and nearly knocking your head off, you've got to give him back, innit? And plus, you want to win. So you'd end up, you know. Imagine somebody you know you're going to beat. I suppose you're never going to know you're going to beat Tyson, but he's older. And you're just like going to think, fucking, I'm going to fucking kill him if I hit him too hard. So against Evander Holyfield, that'd be a good one because they're about the same age anyway. And that would be part three. Maybe he'd take his other ear off. Or maybe Evander Holyfield could get him back and bite something of him. Bite a souvenir off Mike Tyson. It would have to be one of his ears or his fucking nose or whatever the fuck. Anything. But anyway, it'd be, some people saying it's a freak show. It won't be. They're boxers. That's what they do. That's their profession. That's who they are. You know, probably a bit lost without it. So you can fight if you're fit. Fucking hell, there was a fight the other week. There was two 80-year-olds going for it. I think I spoke before about this. There was an 80-year-old having to go on a 73-year-old. And I thought, even in that, the 73-year-old's got to think, I could fucking kill him. But same in reverse. They were ex-boxers and they like had an exhibition fight. And they had a right go for it. If I went in against any of them, I'd probably get fucking killed by the 80-year-old. That would be embarrassing. If you went in and you're going, oh, I'm going to hurt this guy. I don't want to hurt him too hard. I have to just tickle him a bit, you know what I mean? And then he comes in and just fucking nearly knocks you out and starts taking your head off. Again, you'll have to try and respond, but you still wouldn't want to because he's 80. So you just have to let him beat you up. Well, not let him. You've got no choice because he's going to beat you up because he's like there to impress. So you're better off not getting in the ring. Don't get conned into going into what you think is easy, because it ain't. It's like everybody taking the piss out of that Jamaican bobsleigh team. They were going, what, training, pushing cars? What the fuck, you know what I mean? They're like, they'll be dissing that and like slagging them off and that. Next thing you know, they'll just kick their ass because it's just unconventional. You know, you don't do normal. You've got to be think outside the normal situation. Disney has made history by airing its first ever film with a gay character. What's it called? I mean, what's the film called? It doesn't even say what the film's called. Pixar Made Out. Is that the story? Tells the story of Greg. Pixar Made Out. Oh, Out. It's called Out. Pixar Made Out. I thought Pixar Have Made Out. Well, it's not easy, that word. I don't know if anybody listening was going, no, they mean out. Stop saying Pixar Made Out. Anyway, Out, that's what it's called. And it's a character, gay character. I guess he's coming out. So, well, that's all right. I mean, you don't need it, but, I mean, you know, it's good that they've got one. It's not the world's not crying out for a gay Disney character, but, or a gay main character, should I say. But it's all good. I mean, if it's, if there's a story and there should be a gay person in it, there's gay kind of camp characters in some of the Disney films, isn't there? You see, there might be animals, I suppose, but it's not quite the same. But you know, they come across as a bit camp and whatever, and you think there's a gay, maybe it's a gay voiceover or something, I don't know. But anyway, this is a gay character with a gay story, so that'd be good. Okay, now, some of them people, I wonder if anybody's going to be coming out in some of them Bible towns in America, the ones who say gays must die, who fucking, you know, God fucking hates you and all that stuff. If you're from one of those towns, I'm not referring to you personally, but I mean, if they're going to come out and go in Disney fucking sucks, Disney sucks cock, all that kind of stuff, or, you know, sort of fucking slagging Disney off. It's good. You know, it's part of normal life anyway, isn't it? For most people. Some people just can't get on board with it and just accept that there's gay people in the world still. But, you know, they fucking know how to have a good time. I know that. I'm not just talking about in the bedroom. Probably true in the bedroom as well. But I'm on about, you know, they like to party. They like to have fun, don't they? They like to look good, have fun, leave them to it. Or fucking get involved, have a party with them. You know, don't be such a killjoy. Anyway, so there you go. There's a good film by Disney. Watch it or don't watch it. I'll leave it up to you. I don't really watch a lot of Disney films, so I'm not going to be called, you know, I'm not going to be called anti-gay just because I don't watch it, because I don't really watch. Plus, it's on the Disney Channel now. They've got a Disney Channel, so you can't. Unless you pay for it. What's it called? It'd be funny if they brought out a gay cartoon porno. That'd be fucking funny. Like they did Jungle Burger. In the 80s, there was a great film called Jungle Burger. And there was another one called Felix the Cat. And they were hilarious. They were fucking funny as fuck. They were like cartoons. Tarzan. But like, I mean, Jane was swinging on Tarzan. And like, she's swinging, she missed the rope, and she was swinging on his dick, basically, and not on the fucking vine. He's on the vine, and she's swinging on his dick. And fucking, they got Cheetah the Monkey. I remember Cheetah the Monkey wanking in it and stuff like that. Hey, this is an X-rated episode. I've told you there's 18 plus, unless you just get on board with the swearing and the sex references. Yeah, so, but they're good. So maybe they bring out a gay porno like that, like fucking, you think it's just going to be a normal cartoon with a gay character like Disney like that, and then it turns into like animated gay porn, and it's like fucking kicking off left, right and centre, like a similar version to that. That one would definitely put a few noses out of joint. Especially if you like hired it out for your kids and left them in the living room with the TV on and said, yeah, I'll put this on for the kids. They'll like that. And then we can, you know, go and have, that'll keep them entertained for a while. And then you come back in an hour and a half later and the kids are like, fucking eyes are like wide open going, what the fuck just happened? I don't know, but it was funny. Anyway, a prowling cat. It's a big cat. There's a big prowling cat loose in the, you know, they talk about these big cats that they see, and they're always a blurry photo. I've said before, I think, about the Beast of Bodmin and all that. Anyway, there's one there, and it's like a fucking leopard. It's got like leopard spots and everything. It's massive, and there's a clear photo. A cheetah-like creature, they call it. Well, it's a cat, not a creature. And it's like, it's in somewhere in London, I think. Hampstead, North London. It's running around. So it's escaped from some fucking rich person's house, isn't it? And it's done one. And he's like out and about. But they're good. They're obviously staying. I mean, that's the first photo. But they never get caught. You never hear of him like that beast, the Bodmin. He was like a jaguar. Nobody ever caught that. And this one, I remember somebody said that they saw a fucking, they did a description of something. And it was a man with a fucking wolf face. That's what they said they saw, and about four people had seen it. Different people had said the same thing. It was like a bloke from the, you know, body down, but his head was like a fucking wolf. And they did like a photo fit of it in the paper. Oh, and it was the shittiest photo fit. I mean, and then they put it in the paper, in the local paper. If anybody sees this man, and he's like, his face was like a fucking werewolf. And it's like, you know, do not approach him. And apparently his breath stinks. That's how close somebody got to him. It's probably just a fucking tramp, isn't he? He's got overgrown beard. It's foggy. He's got overgrown beard. His breath stinks. He hasn't cleaned his teeth. Fucking hell. Detective, I don't even have to leave my living room to solve that crime. He's like a fucking, he's a homeless man. He's living in the woods. He's probably just drank fucking 2 litres of a bottle of cider. And when you pulled down your window, he burped in your face. Anyway, fucking hell, I haven't even got on to half of these. What have I been talking about? Bristolians are the kindest people in the UK, according to research. Well, that's bollocks. Brummies are. Birmingham, we're the kindest. And we're not even on this list. So that's fucking definitely bollocks. Bristol number one, Leeds, Southampton, Cardiff, Coventry, Glasgow, Belfast, Nottingham, Manchester and York. Well, them lot can all piss off because Birmingham should be fucking top. And at the very least, we should be in the top 10. We're not even in the fucking... The UK is top 10 kindest cities. I don't know whether we are. I know that people that I know are. I mean, we've got it all. We got arseholes and we got fucking kind people. It depends on who you approach. We've got a lot of those werewolf type people as well. People who have to live on the street. And they can't, you know, they haven't got access to bathrooms and stuff to do their, their grooming and whatever. So they have to look like that. Loads of that about. So I guess it's not the kindest in the sense that they let fucking homeless people scattered sleep all around the city centre with nowhere to go. That ain't very nice. But if you're a tourist and you're a visitor, you'll come and you'll meet... Everybody says they like Brummies. They think they're kind. I think it's the accent. They think we're kind and stupid. We sound stupid and we sound kind. I suspect drug dealer. It's mad when you got somebody who sounds stupid being aggro as well, because we've got like a funny accent. And then when they start getting into a fight, imagine like our accent having a fight. Especially the Black Country, they're not even Birmingham. The Black Country aren't Birmingham. They're like, that's another level. That's like where the piss take accent, where the people take the piss out of the Brummie accent. It comes from the Black Country. And then when they get aggro, I mean, that is a funny. There's a great guy. Shit, something gone wrong with the screen. There's a great guy on YouTube, I think, called Billy the Korean. Billy the Korean? Anyway, he does loads of, does all the accents. He does the Brummie accents on there. He's a Korean guy explaining the Birmingham dialect. He's hilarious, really funny. Let's check him out. Right, last one I'm going to do. A giant asteroid that killed off the dinosaurs hit Earth at the deadliest possible angle. That's what slammed into the fucking Mexico. He's got the big crater in Mexico. That wiped out 75% of the dinosaurs. Well, the other 25%, I suppose the other 25% had no food left then, did they? So they were fucked. So that's coming. We're all going to get fucking wiped out one day. All this striving. So, don't save all your money. Spend it. Because all that's going to happen is either you're going to get fucking hit by a bus or an asteroid's going to come down and wipe us all out. Or a virus. Or a war. Or a tsunami. All the dangers, they're all out there. So just spend your money, enjoy it, have a party. Get fucking the gay film out on Disney that's just come out. Enjoy it, do a gay pride in your living room, even if you're not. What also I'm going to do, one more thing then, calls from the lags, calls in cells in prison have tripled because they put phones in the prisoners' cells now. Maybe there's time limited to when you can use them, but... Otherwise, they're just there all day. They're saying that the calls have trebled since they've installed them in their phones, in their cells. That's all the fun you fucking need. Then you just be on the phone to your girlfriend, to your drug dealer, to your fucking to the sex lines, to setting up, the guy in the next cell to get stabbed. You can do it all. Put bets on. All you need is a phone, and you fucking you're back in the real world. You can like sort of. So it's probably a lot of people would turn their nose up at that. Why should prisoners have phones? But, how are you going to get your drugs when they get out? They've got to... But it's to help them stop self-harming in jail and to stop them re-offending. They've got to rehabilitate people somehow. So I think they should just do all the exercise stuff, get them training and like do like school And then, you know, give them homework when they go back to the cell. That's all you got to do. It's not hard, but at the same time, gives people fucking something to come out with. And also, when the phone cards, something went wrong with the screen again. Anyway, so yeah, so also they'll be ringing each other in each other's cells, won't they? So they can keep in touch with each other while they're in there, ringing up, going, you know, it's Dave in. Yeah, of course he is. Where else is he going to be? He's sitting on his bunk. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. So take it easy for now. See you later. Bye.